gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
How y'all doing?
What up?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
A new day.
Wonderful. Yeah. I don't know, I sound funny.
A new day.
It is a new day.
Sound funny.
New episode.
My headphones. New episode. I guess it would technically be our... See, what's a 24 minus 11?
What?
What's 24 minus 11?
It's 13.
So this is our 13th
right?
year anniversary show.
Okay.
Kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. Come on. Where's the claps? Like,
hold on. Let me get to them.
You turn the music up and shit.
They on the same. You know how this board works.
Oh, my God. You guys are so amazing.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all to the listeners for sticking around so long. Some people have been listening from that first episode.
Word.
You know, for a fact.
Who's on the first episode? Because that's when a lot of interviews was popping.
Well, we weren't doing interviews then. It was just me, Blaze, Mercedes Calore. We had a news weather person.
Oh, okay.
And we had Mercedes. I don't know if they're best friends or not. She didn't want to go by her real name. So we just called her TT. That was the first episode.
Was her name even started with a T?
No. But that was that was the second episode, because the first episode we did, it sounded real bad.
Yeah.
So Blaze had to get some different mics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I tell people, like, when they podcast, you going to have an episode that you throw away.
Oh, yeah. I got a handful.
Yeah. I was on one of your episodes that got thrown away.
No, I didn't throw it away though.
Well, it's going not a throwaway episode, but an episode that something lose. Gonna happen. You're gonna lose at least one in your career.
Yeah,
and that was, I lost over the years. I think we might have lost one, maybe two, but for sure one. We were it was me, Blaze, and Phenom. We was at the radio station recording.
Yeah,
and for some reason when he went to save it, it just didn't save. He lost it or whatever, and.
Dang. Yes. And you can't reenact it.
Nope.
You can't do it again. The jokes don't hit the same.
They don't hit the same.
Yeah.
And you could try, but it, like you said, just don't hit the same. And then you can kind of tell when you're trying too hard. Like,
Yeah.
And that one particular episode, it was like we had Phenom on. Phenom, it was like his best episode ever.
For real?
He was like asking great questions and he was all engaged. And then I don't know why it just had so happened to be like late. It was probably like 11 o'clock when we got done.
Yeah.
And we was like, man, I don't feel like doing this again.
So tell me this. Do you know your worst episode that you ever did? It's hard because your worst episode probably never came out, but.
Oh, no. I don't waste time.
You put it out?
We record. I'm putting it out.
Okay. What was the worst one?
The worst one.
The girl walking off?
Nah.
There was a girl that walked off?
She got kicked off the show.
Oh.
Yeah, because she said something to Blaze, and Blaze was like, get the fuck out.
Like mid-recording.
He was like, what? Say what? Get the fuck out.
Y'all like, put it out?
Yes.
What episode is
he
this?
He knows about it. That's why he said the girl walking
what
out.
What episode is this?
Shit, this was like in 2015. Maybe 2016.
Let me look that up.
This is 2016. I don't know. I can't remember what he named
it. It's fine.
It.
I'm a find it. Because I'll see her name. And then I won't. So
nah, see, back then.
Oh, yeah, I didn't put
name. We didn't put the name. I don't think he put the name, but it was in 2016. Probably 2016. Probably the worst that I can think of was it was an episode where it was just no news, low energy. It was me, Amy, and B-Mac. I think I talked about this last episode or whatever. Mm-hmm. But around it, so one of the stories was Jaguar Wright. And we had talked about Jaguar Wright like 2 weeks before that.
Yeah.
But it was just no news, and it was something that happened with it was the beginning of the Tory Lane stuff,
mm-hmm.
and B Mac was like, he had sided with Tory Lanez at the end, and I thought everybody was like, this nigga probably did it, and if he did it, he need to go to jail. And B-Mac was like, I need to see more evidence or whatever. And so at the end I was like, nigga, what? And that was the only thing that saved it, like, cause we was laughing real hard. And I was like, I'm glad you said this shit, cause you saved this episode. Cause like, this was the worst episode ever. Like, thank you, cause I was clowning them or whatever. Like, we was joking, laughing hard and shit. And then I was like, this was the worst episode ever. I was like, nigga, we talked about Jaguar Wright 3 weeks in a row. Like, now look at Jay Wright, but anyway.
She up there now.
Yeah, she up there now. So yeah, that was probably the worst episode that I can remember in recent memory.
Okay.
All the first episodes though sound kind of bad, but they were kind of good because, you know, Blaze had a radio show.
Yeah.
So he knew how to do it.
He knew how to do
stuff.
It.
Yeah. But listening to myself, I, you know, trying to be cool, like, yeah, so yeah, I like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what you sound like?
What?
You sound like the engineer that was off in the other room.
Oh,
and
yeah,
just happened
yeah.
to, you know,
yeah,
throw his little 2 cents in every once in a while. That's what you sound like back then.
Yeah, but now, but eventually though, like when it was just, then it was like me and him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then I had to like do be a little extra.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of go back and forth and say wild shit, you know, make people laugh, whatever. So and then when it was then, you know, after he passed, then it was me, then I really had to like do some shit because yo, welcome back. And
oh, you know what?
What?
I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
But the episode me and you did, that had to be the worst.
Oh, when I first came back.
When we did it at the studio.
At your studio.
Yeah, that had to be the worst.
That was
why?
The worst. Because it was my first time doing an episode by myself. I had two women co-hosts that they said it was going to be the co-host for me, and they didn't show up. So I'm the kind of person, like, I can do stuff like kind of like on the fly a little bit, but I still got a plan to on the fly. You know what I'm saying? And that was not, and I try to like prepare myself mentally. It's kind of like in football, like the first 25 plays they scripted, and then after that they kind of right. switch stuff up or whatever. Yeah. But that's how I am. Like my first few whatever's is scripted almost. And I don't like to change it up, you know what I'm saying? When they didn't show up, it kind of messed it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I was nervous. I ain't knew how to, like, you got to have a certain energy when you, like, leading the show.
Yeah.
I ain't had it.
It was my second or third time of being on the show.
On period.
We were sitting on the edge of a couch, three different mics.
Yep.
And the sound was, you know.
The sound was, I think it was all right.
It was in a
big room.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. That episode did come out too.
Oh yes. I'm not wasting my time.
I'm going back to listen.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to that one.
That was in 20 had to be.
So 20, you recorded with him or you was just by yourself?
No, he recorded with me because he was like, well, if they don't show up, I can be on with you. I was like, all right.
That had to be like
2017.
20?
No, that was 2017.
2018.
Either the end of 2017 or the beginning 18. Of 2018.
Yeah.
You ever had a show you had to do by yourself?
I had like two.
Like solo?
You did a couple of what? Last month? Well, the month before we came on.
I did one, but it wasn't like a show, a total show, I don't think. I had put some clips together on one and put it out. And then I did one by myself where it was like.
Were you in the room by yourself?
Yeah.
How was it talking to yourself?
It seems weird, but.
Right.
It's a way you can do it the way like I listen to a podcast where he does it, but he does it like he's talking to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do it like that, the way you assume people listening.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of try to do it like that, but that's still hard because in the middle of that, it still feel like you're talking to yourself.
Right.
So.
Oh, you have us now.
Yes.
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 Oh my God, we're so amazing.
Yes, I ain't by myself. And I don't have to like. And another thing, like you used to doing a show with people, you try to get like guests.
Mm-hmm.
Or you try to do interviews.
Yeah.
So now I don't have to like every week find somebody.
That's a hard thing.
You know what I'm saying? It's real stressful.
Yeah, that's a hard thing.
It make you almost want to quit.
Yeah, I know what you mean exactly.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Digital Studios podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of that, last year this time, because I was looking, so Wednesday's episode, we doing.
Wednesday episode is going to be top Christmas movies.
Top Christmas movies. I was like, I think we did that last year. So I went and looked, and we did do that last year, but we did it a week before this week. The week of this week, you and Jimmy were on.
Oh, we talked about the presents.
Yeah, we talked about presents. I think it was like presents you didn't get that you wish you would have got or something like that.
No, it was presents we got.
Presents you got.
Yeah.
Was it the worst presents we got?
No, it was the best.
Best presents,
cause,
okay.
Because y'all was making fun of me, talking about
how. What, you say you had Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Nah, because the stuff I had like a lot of good stuff.
You know? Oh, yeah. That's not making fun. That's like, nigga, you didn't get it out the mud.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't, niggas be proud of getting out the mud. I'd be like, no, I did not get it out the mud. No. I had two daddies.
Not two.
Two daddies. A daddy and a stepdaddy. My stepdaddy worked 6 days a week.
Dang.
Always had cable.
I had my stepdaddy and my real daddy too. Yep.
And when I wanted something, I asked my daddy. That was extra. My daddy would, he might say something mad, but then he'd reach in his pocket and pull out a wad of cash money. So yeah. And then I found out that he had a
how much he give you?
This is what I would never ask for nothing extra. So like if I needed $17, mm-hmm. I would ask for $17. Like, Dad, this such and such cost $17. He might give me 20 or whatever, but I ain't gonna ask him that more.
I'll be like, oh, I called my dad. I'm like, can I get $10? He pull out $5 and three singles. This is all I got on me. Me and my siblings, we still talk about that number.
$5 and three singles?
And three singles.
Mm. So yeah, I found that interesting that you and Jimmy was on. Shout out to Jimmy.
Shout out to Jimmy.
And what's the food truck?
Foodie Faves.
Foodie Faves. Yeah. It was something. Somebody was like, I need a food truck for something. And I couldn't find his name for nothing. I was gonna tag him.
I probably seen that thing too. He was looking for a vendor last week, right?
Last week. Yeah, that was last week. Yeah. I couldn't find his name for nothing. Yeah. I can't remember the name of the truck, and then I know his name, but I couldn't find his name. And then by the time I thought to hit you up, somebody put something in like, yeah, we got somebody, whatever. I was like, dang.
Yeah, he's working hard, but it's time for Jimmy to get up off his ass so we can
y'all can
get back to recording.
Yeah,
get up, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Well, you know it's holiday season, so shout out to y'all. We got a couple emails, one from last episode, and we got one for the favorite theme song, so we'll read that on Wednesday's episode. But this one's from the homie Philly. I need to remember to have my Philly music lined up. There you go.
Oh,
and this was from the Bobby Jones special episode. I got a message too that shout out my homeboy L. Not L, I'm sorry, my homeboy Mel. And Mel was like, he feels just like you did about the Jamie on Fox shit. Yeah. So Philly says, yo Bull, yo L, yo Corey. Man, Bull, no way you're microwaving food when air fryers exist. Yes, I have a micro. I use both.
You and your soggy fries.
So I put my fries in the, I had some leftover angry chicken, two wings and a breast.
Oh, you had a breast?
Yeah, you know that.
What's your chicken, like, what's your angry chicken meal?
I get the number 11, beloved. It depends. You know, if I don't want to spend a whole $20 and I only want to spend $17, I get the number 11. And that's three wings, whole wing. It's just too much fucking food for one. Now, well, I got home and I was like, any place else, this is called six wings. Because give you three whole wings, two boneless breasts. Excuse me, a little spittle just came out when I said that. I was a little excited. Two boneless breasts and a trough of fries.
No, they give a lot.
It's a lot of food.
It's good fries, though.
It's good fries.
Like I know
my son actually likes their fries.
I know the fries because they were working through the fry situation. But they switched fries about four times.
Yeah, especially that first week. Yeah,
that first week. Then they switched the coleslaw used to be banging, but I think they had to get out. And then they switched the tartar sauce. They had like store made tartar sauce. Now they got the packets, but it's whatever. So if I'm just being cheap buying a $17 meal, I'm gonna get that. It's the number 11, right? Now if I'm want to spend a little bit and I'm feeling a little tropical, I'll get the three wings and then it come with two
tenders.
Two pieces of fish.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I get the filet because I don't fuck with catfish because they bottom feeders. So I get the filet, the what is it? Is it flounder? Flounder.
Flounder.
Flounder. Yeah.
Flounder?
Yeah, and I'll get that meal, you know, fries or what have you. So, yeah, that's my meal. But anyway, yeah, I have an air fryer, and I do have a microwave. You can't microwave everything, and you can't air fry everything. So
yes, you can.
If it don't fit, you got to quit. Corey was on the ground boogieing. He said, see what not being on the ground makes me miss. Yeah, that's your fault trying to be incognito.
Who, her or him?
Nah, him. Because he don't got no social media.
Put it on the story, so he had 24 hours to catch it.
Boom.
But maybe he caught it. I mean, maybe he would have caught it if he was on social media.
I didn't even catch it.
Nope.
Yeah, I caught it.
I got a feeling she sent it straight to you.
No, I did not.
This nigga here.
Damn.
It's in the stories.
Crazy.
It's in the stories.
That's crazy.
What the shooters do, Bull? Shoot. The shooters better take your advice. Oh, yeah. That niggas don't shoot.
What?
Appreciate the rock, the mic intro by Corey. That's talent. L, what you know about the Eve Beans Philly? Where I am from. Yeah.
So he be hearing me in the background saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he did. These mics great. These are great mics.
That's from
Eve's album.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't catch that one.
Yeah. You dug in the crates for that, John. Mm-hmm. The whole impression was funny, Bull. Hopefully you made DJ High Star proud, LOL. Our Bulldogs let us down in Atlanta. Yeah. Wasn't too much celebrating after the Celebration Bowl. He said, Pittsburgh looked all right till they ran into the Eagles. You know who runs Pennsylvania. Don't need to say anything else. Y'all don't run no damn Pennsylvania with y'all two little Super Bowls. Philly. we just can't beat y'all in Philly, but we got six of them things now. We need to add another one. I started to go to that game, too. I'm glad I did. He said, yeah, nah, boy. Can't give NY credit for our lingo. Uh-oh. Way to clear up that drawling nut ass nigga and nut ass freak bull. All our Philly slang words or terms. Yeah. Lou Young, not Lou Will, bull. Oh, did I say Lou Will? Oh, maybe I did say Lou Will, the guy that do the impressions.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, it's Lou Young. He said, yeah, Clarissa hit him with a body shot on the Broken Play podcast.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Folded him like an accordion. For a nigga who don't got social media, he sure know what be going on.
I was gonna say the same thing.
That part.
Yeah. That's
he
what
lying to us.
He said, that's what that lady gets for snitching. Got fired and didn't get the reward. Bet she'll mind her business next time. Thought she had that $50K in the bag. Congratulations, you played yourself. And DJ Khaled voice.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah, was that here where one of y'all said that because she broke guidelines by not calling
Yeah, I told you that. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. My concussion.
A non-emergency.
My concussion.
For real. Man, I knocked myself out one time trying to hit somebody hard.
Oh, that's a story time.
I was running. One time I was on the kickoff team, and I ran into somebody, and I just went black. And I woke up, and I still was running. I was chasing the person with the ball. Which is crazy because I was running straight, like on the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
And when my eyes came back, like when I could see, I was curving, like running toward the person mm-hmm. with the ball. That shit was crazy.
He was running around in a circle.
No, I was running straight. Like, you know how fast kickoffs go. Well,
are you clumsy?
No, I got knocked out on my feet.
No, I know. I'm just.
No, I'm not clumsy at all.
Mm-mm. That just sounds so.
Nah, I was running and I ran head on into somebody trying to block.
Helmet to helmet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was all helmet to helmet back then. Yeah. Yeah. Said, nah, Corey's, he may choke me out. And that Nicki Minaj animated voice was random. Funny as shit.
It was random. Super random. Yeah.
We was having a full on conversation about. Yeah. Stuff,
but we didn't go that.
But my
we
animation. Didn't go that crazy.
Yeah. Somebody else said, "You be doing it. You blurred out their voices, and you do a Nicki Minaj voice."
Is it I'm Nicki? Glad he said,
yeah, it's one. You know, Nicki got a whole bunch of voices.
Must be a New York thing.
Might be
for females.
Yeah,
for women. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Women. We don't say females. Granddad.
Come on, man.
To broads.
Damn.
What do you mean?
You said broads on something else.
Yeah, but that's what
it was funny.
That's what I know him for.
Yeah. Okay. Right, keep right on.
Head out.
That Hov lawsuit sounds a little off. Not victim shaming. However, I don't believe this woman's story. Like, be easy. I idolize anyone. I don't know Hov at all. However, I don't see him sexually assaulting a 13-year-old. Sex clubs or parties in Columbia and Florence, duly noted, LOL. A live show from one of the Jones is a good idea.
Yeah.
See?
What?
We got somebody backing
That's
us up.
That's what we said.
To do a live show from what?
From one of the jump off shows.
Oh, concussions again. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Yeah, no. Y'all see me act a damn
You're
fool.
Going.
We doing
I will
We're
not
doing it.
We're doing it.
We voted.
You know what?
Okay.
All votes say aye.
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 You know what? If we don't go to the show and do it, we bring the show here.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, your studio. We do it at your studio.
Like that?
We do it at your studio. We can do it at your studio.
Big one, call us later. Y'all need to come over here. It's a lot of goddamn shit on this wall.
It laid over the table.
It's shit on the wall. Look at and something sticky on my table.
Look, all you hear is.
Al, come clean up.
All you hear is this. All you hear is this.
See?
All you hear is this.
I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be sex workers though.
Nah, it don't be sex workers. I want it to be real people.
Regular people.
Yeah. Like somebody that work at your job.
Councilman Tate.
Somebody that might be at your job or something.
Tasha St. Patrick, what are you doing here? I want to be real people. He says a live show from one of those Jones is a good idea. Definitely will attract some new listeners, slash a new audience after that show. Let me find out L and Corey are the plugs for the freak shit happening in Florence. Apparently so. I'm the plug for the other shit, but they the plug for that.
I plead the fifth.
He says research. Hey, Corey, I hear you. Oh, yeah, because
that's
you
what
said
she
research.
Said.
Research.
Doing
research. It's research.
Yeah. He said, Juan Soto broke the bank. Sheesh. Wonder how long before someone gets a contract for AB.
$1 billion.
Oh, $1 billion for a B. Yeah, $1 billion. They close because what's the that
my
Asian
son
guy.
He gonna get it.
I hope so. The Asian guy, what was it? I forgot. I said, oh, Shohei Ohtani. He did like 700 and something million too.
Yeah, right before it was
last
he
year.
Was the record, and then now he holds it.
It's probably if somebody do $1 billion, it'll probably be like a soccer player overseas. I think I don't think it'll be in the States.
No, I think he's talking about just MLB. Now we're up to what 760.
760 or 765, something
like that. Now we got to make it to 805, 860, 850. You know,
yeah,
we got a few numbers.
The TV numbers
got
to go up, though.
Yep.
The TV numbers got to go up.
Baseball not going out of style yet.
I don't see how not. I don't know nobody who really watch it. I try, but for nostalgia purposes. But said, nah, yo, not a DMX album without him rapping.
Oh, my God.
But with him saying scriptures over beats, shaking my head. Sounds like a weird money grab. Sorry, not sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Somebody put it together.
Somebody put it together.
Because I kind of think it's AI.
Yeah, it don't sound like him.
I didn't read it. I didn't read the facts on it, but I think his voice is a little different. Something.
I don't think it. Man, it could be AI.
If it was AI, I think it would have been more promotion on it, like people talking about it. But you don't hear it.
I didn't hear no promotion about it. Yeah. No comment on the sexual assault stories. Three crying laughing emojis. Okay. Corey, truck driver porn though.
I
watched plenty of porn in my lifetime and have never seen that category before.
How have y'all not seen this?
But
if
maybe because I go straight to black threesomes. I don't know. Let me find out. You have a truck driver fetish and want to meet a truck driver on the side of the road.
That's what we said.
He might choke me up.
That's why you said that.
No, that's not even when. That's
oh,
not
that
even
wasn't
when.
Even when. Okay,
nah.
That was the real true her coming out.
Oh, right.
He said, "Nah, L's." That's one woman response took me out.
Yeah, he said that. No, because I was like, women talk about that. Oh, and then he said L was like, one woman.
One woman. Yeah. That's how you spelled that. Yeah, that's how he spelled it too. Okay. New term research. LOL. Another good episode. Can't wait to hear the next. Regular and Liz Jones. I appreciate that email, Philly. I could tell he was writing that as he
was listening.
He definitely went down the line on that one.
Yeah. Shout out to you. I guess we'll start with, since he mentioned it, let me find. Oh, yeah, I had to move it over here for reading purposes. I guess since he mentioned the case about Jay-Z and Diddy.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So the lawyer that we kind of said was kind of weird, Tony Busby, he's been accused himself of giving a woman an undisclosed sexually transmitted infection.
Venereal disease.
In a new lawsuit. Now, in response, he called the lawsuit part of a conspiracy to discredit and intimidate him. The lawsuit was filed in New York Supreme Court on Thursday by a woman who identified herself as Jane Doe. And say she allegedly met him online in 2018. She claims the two had dinner and went to see a show in Houston before Busby booked a room at a 5-star hotel. Mm-hmm. Ms. Doe alleged in court documents that they had sexual intercourse, but he failed to tell her that he had a venereal disease. The disease is not disclosed in her filing. They could prove that, whether or not she had it or not. Because they could see if she went to the doctor around that time. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, but they don't know if she had it before.
But like, if she had it before, and then all of a sudden, right after the time, she got tested for it and then said positive.
What if she didn't get tested before that? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She could have had it before.
She could have been carrying it.
Happened to go
and then gave
after.
It to him.
Yeah.
But then did he go to the...
Exactly. His medical records.
It's straight. He said, she said.
His medical records would show he had it. Well, if he didn't go, though.
Right.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be questions.
Let's see.
If it's true, that's nasty.
She alleged that when she told, who eating?
Don't look over here this time. It was definitely not me.
Sorry.
I heard a. She alleged that when she told Busby about her diagnosis, he didn't appear shocked and allegedly apologized. Doe claimed Busby was aware he had the venereal disease, but asked her not to tell anyone about her testing positive. Well, she didn't keep her promise.
What disease y'all think it is?
Probably syphilis or something.
Yeah.
I was thinking something like that too.
The clap.
Yep.
look, that little chlamydia. Nothing the little Z-Pack won't clear up.
Z-Pack.
Busby alleged that, and I only learned that from, shout out to Kane from the Kane is Able podcast. He said he go to the clinic every 2 months.
Oh, he's that active? Okay.
He said he just go just in case. He's
yeah,
like,
all right.
He ain't never had nothing, but he said he go. He said, he like, man, they give me, you know how Kane talk. Y'all know how Kane talk. Mm-hmm. They gave me give me a Z-Pack and they send me about my way. he's like, they give me a little shot in your butt. He said, you about your way. Whether or not you got something or not.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not putting nothing in my body just because.
Well, it ain't really harsh, but it'll like. Like, if you got something that's curable,
mm-hmm.
it'll clear you out real quick.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whether or not you got... And if you don't have nothing, it's not... It ain't gonna hurt you if you don't have nothing, but if you got something, it'll clear it out or whatever. Mm-hmm. Something like not AIDS or something like that, but... Doe claims in her lawsuit that she allegedly continued to have sexual intercourse with Busby following her diagnosis, and the two often traveled together to places like New York City, where Busby owns property, in Panama. During one NYC trip, the woman says she and Busby were at a bar when Busby allegedly shoved a champagne flute in her face. Damn. Doe claims she has evidence of the champagne flute incident via medical and dental records, along with a chipped tooth. Damn. Later in the lawsuit, Doe says that she took Busby up on his offer and asked him to represent her in a 2021 divorce case. She alleged that while he was her attorney, Busby doctored medical records to make it look like Doe's estranged husband, not Busby, infected her with the venereal disease. Doe claims that Busby then pressured her to settle the divorce quickly without discovery so that no one would learn Busby infected her and doctored the records. She's suing him for legal malpractice, violation of judiciary law, breach of fiduciary duty, fraudulent misrepresentation, and torturous interference.
Oh, so she was married.
She was married, yeah.
And then try to get him to be the divorce lawyer.
She's crazy.
After she's supposed to have hit him with the flute.
Well, it probably was something, little, you know, little chlamydia, you know, little, mm-hmm. what's something else this?
I don't know.
What's gonorrhea. The other
one? Gonorrhea, little. That
it,
one burns.
It goes, but it goes away. It's that curable.
But I'm talking about something that don't burn and it ain't.
I heard chlamydia burns.
What's another one then? I don't know.
I went to health class, y'all. I was in there every day because.
Well, but that made me think about something too, what Philly said. So it's a phrase called confabulation.
Mm-hmm.
Confabulation is when a person makes up stuff in their mind and all of the things that they make up seem real.
Okay, that's what we talked about last week.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the phrase last week.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But I went in, because I heard the phrase, I heard it, and then I read it, and then I forgot to, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I think she did this. I think Cat Williams did this, has this. I think a couple other people have this, and they'll do it, and they'll see this stuff online, and then they'll create it in their mind. In some kind of way, they'll put themselves in a situation, whether it's good or bad, and now you have stuff like this.
So, yeah. In other words, there are talented liars.
Nah, because in their mind, they believe it.
Yeah, but it's still a lie. That don't make
it a lie. That's like people that make themselves sick, hypochondriacs. Because they believe they sick, and then they really start getting sick.
Yeah. But I don't think it's a lie. I don't consider either one of them lies. I just think it's a mental illness.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Like, it was something else with that I was going to say, too. Yeah, but anyway, that's what I think it is with that lady. But a lot of the stuff will come out, like, with all of these lawsuits and stuff. I think a lot of them people just not going to prove that they're... Like, oh, yeah, with the girl, she was saying, like, her story starting to change. Like, you know what I'm saying? The father dropping her off and this, that, and the third. He wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In her mind, it probably seemed like her daddy did drop her off. Then they found out... I read something where they found out, like, the house that she said she went to, like, that ain't even a house that's in Manhattan or wherever it was supposed to be. The layout, she said it wasn't there. Then the fact that...
Oh, so you really read up on this one.
She has a mental illness.
Yeah, it's in the articles that we talk about. What else? Jay-Z and Diddy were where they said, what she said it was on that night.
Uh-huh.
You know, stuff like that. And even now, Jaguar Wright, she's backing out. Like, one thing she said in a previous interview that Jay-Z... She said by name that Jay-Z sexually assaulted her and beat her up. Now I just saw something Friday, that said that she backtracked. She was like, I never said that.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, you put this clip together. Y'all making it seem like I said this, and third.
Did you catch it?
No, they actually had the clip that she said it, and they put the clip in that thing. It was like, no, you said this.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole bunch of that, so. Now she's trying to say it wasn't Jay-Z, it was another person. So I don't know. That's why I don't like how social media is now. Mm-hmm. So now it's going to be like, kind of like with the Meek Mill. I think I said this already. It's people that still actually believe that Diddy and Meek Mill was having sex and got caught on audio having sex. That didn't happen. The person who was on the audio came out and said, that wasn't Meek Mill, that was me. I was shooting a porno. And that's the audio from the porno.
He sound just like him.
Huh. He don't sound like him though.
Okay.
And the but now, if you go to the comments when it's ever Meek Mill doing something, it's yeah, but that's how Diddy was in that ass. You weren't sitting like that when Diddy was in that ass. Or for his career is done.
It was vicious that audio.
That audio was like,
it was like
it was torturous. But it was a hint of pleasure.
Pounding it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it sounded.
That need to be the new drop.
Now, I'm not putting that on there. Yeah, I got enough crazy shit. I'm not putting that on there. The closest I'll get to that is this.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
That's the closest I'm getting to that. But yeah, so another news. Y'all remember the Hawk Tour girl?
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, she'll be my scam of the week. She'll be my scam of the week. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's this viral video going around. Damn, it's almost 1 o'clock. It's a viral video going around of a guy that he I don't know if y'all saw this, but he was spraying pesticide on food.
Yeah, that roach spray.
He's wild.
At Walmart. So when the video started, y'all ever heard that they say, like, you know, the fruit flies and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That on the fruit, when you bring it home, mm-hmm. it just take a while for them to come out. So I thought he was going to spray stuff on the bananas or whatever, and then you'll see, like, bugs flying out or whatever, uh-huh. or crawling out. Because I've seen stories where, like, somebody bought home, like, a poisonous spider, and the spider was in the bananas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was going to happen, but when he sprayed on the bananas... Then this nigga walked over to the tomatoes and started spraying on the tomatoes.
My man was spraying Raid.
Then this nigga walked over to the chickens. The chickens ain't did nobody. Yeah. The roasted chickens ain't did nothing
not
to nobody.
Not the cook roasted.
The cook roasted. He was spread it on all this shit. So
his ass up.
And that's what happened. He got arrested. His name is Charles. He got the most regular ass name ever. Charles Smith. He's been arrested at a Walmart. Well, for pulling the stunt at a Walmart in Mesa, Arizona.
Lock his ass up.
Yeah, how much money they lost right there.
And this just happened. This happened on the 19th.
All to go viral on social media.
Yeah.
That's all.
But the fact that it went viral so quick and he got arrested so quick. Mm. It's like kind of crazy.
Caught immediately. Yeah, he got caught immediately.
Well, he didn't get caught.
He probably did it in his town. They like, yeah, that's Clarissa's son.
Yeah, he
went and got his.
Yeah, because it showed his face, the pesticide act. Yeah, he turned himself in after being identified and admitted to both stealing the pesticide. Because
he turned himself in.
He had to. Because they was gonna get him.
It was all over the news.
And he probably just went on the shelf and got the pesticide and started spraying it. So they added that.
That's how they added the stealing. Uh-huh. Yep.
So here's the charges he has.
He should at least pay for that.
Dummy.
Oh, he gonna have to.
I'm saying he should at least pay for the pesticide so they won't got.
Oh, should have paid for it.
It don't matter.
Maybe he ain't thought about it.
If he doing all that, he might as well pissed on him.
That's one less charge.
Yeah, right.
Introducing poison, which is a class 6 felony. Criminal damage, which is a class 1 misdemeanor, endangerment, class 1 misdemeanor, and theft, class 1 misdemeanor.
Do they have his age?
27. Too old to be acting dumb.
So stupid.
All for the and I
hope they
media.
And they had to throw all the food away and stuff. So I hope they charge them for the food.
Oh yeah,
they definitely probably do that.
Yep. So just a little. I know that has been going viral.
Demi.
Vandalizing store merchandise.
Yep. In other news, Big Meech. Well, Southwest T. He's been granted clemency by Biden. What? Why are you hissing?
No, it's just
what?
I have some thoughts.
What's the question?
No, not even a question.
What's the thought?
It's just, I'm like, why? Why is this a topic? In the sense of, like, why he got out? Why is he pardoned?
Well, he already was out.
Yeah, he was out.
He was already out. He's been living in a he's been on house arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And when people started talking about this,
mm-hmm.
I was like, that's kind of random that he gets clemency after he got out in 2020. And I was like, I Googled Biden clemency,
mm-hmm.
and then it was like a whole list of other names, mm-hmm. of people that got clemency. It was just the black news or the hip hop news sources said that. So, his sentence was commuted, and it was based on part of a larger initiative by Biden to pardon people who were placed in home confinement during the pandemic.
Mm.
So a lot of people like T.
Oh, okay.
He went to jail and he got out on a compassionate release.
Mm-hmm.
Due to COVID,
mm-hmm.
and so everybody that got that release, so that they won't be on house arrest no more, they got out or whatever. So that's what it was. It wasn't like,
oh, okay. Thank Biden you for looked helping out me for, understand. Yeah.
But I figured that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? So, I wanted to mention that so people won't be like, Biden looked out for T. You know what I'm saying? He could look out for other people. Closer to a little local news. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, maybe y'all got some questions. But it was a Richland 2 teacher was arrested Friday morning after attempting to bring a gun into Westwood High School. According to deputies, school resource officer responded and secured the teacher's belongings before finding a handgun in his bag. The handgun was unloaded and belonged to Owens. It's unloaded though.
Got your ass.
It don't matter.
Yeah,
he went through a metal detector in the school.
You assume?
No, it says it in the. Oh, it's in an article. Yes.
Oh, excuse me. Mm-hmm. You read.
You read.
He went through. It's metal detectors in the school.
Oh, so that's what got him caught. The metal detector.
Oh wow!
And he didn't do like Remy.
He didn't walk around.
Around metal detectors.
You annoying,
dumbass.
But it's like, what were you thinking?
I'm gonna tell you what he was thinking. It was a he, right?
Mm-hmm.
He probably that's probably a bag he always carries.
I was thinking that, like, and maybe he just forgot to take it out. I was really thinking that, like, trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I was about to fly. I forgot where I was going, but I was in the airport in Atlanta. I was walking in the airport and I was like, damn, let me make sure I got my charger. I'm feeling around in my bag and my gun is in my bag. Mm. I was about to walk in the airport with my gun on accident.
Did you throw it away?
My gun? Hell no. I just put it in the car.
Oh, okay.
I was in the park. I was still in the parking deck. Mm-hmm. But had I not thought about making sure I had my charger, I would have walked in the airport. At least in the airport with my gun in my bag. Mm. Yeah. So like when it be like rappers and celebrities and people that mm-hmm. like travel all the time, they have their gun in their bag. I don't really feel that because I almost walked in the airport.
Yeah.
Like, what were you thinking trying to get your gun on? They wasn't thinking. Yeah. But.
Made them like, get down.
Oh, yeah.
Put your hands on the ground. Interlock your fingers.
I'd have had to go live with my mama.
Full cavity search.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of story time, didn't you have another story?
Oh, yeah. I had a bad customer service experience with a person at Family Dollar. Now, tell me who was wrong. So I was going to work. I was in Orangeburg, and I had stopped by Family Dollar to get a broom for my my truck or whatever. So
a broom?
Yeah, broom. Sweep out my truck. Oh. The inside. Somebody else.
I hope
had
so. I Some, hope well, it's the inside.
But no, somebody was thinking like, was it the trailer? I was like, no, it's the cab. And it was like, the cab of your truck that big, you can sweep it out. I was like, yes. Anyway, now all of these, like all Dollar Generals, all Family Dollars, all Walmarts, and all this stuff, these stores are not laid out the same all over the place. Mm-hmm. So you just might not know where the stuff is. So I walk in, and I walked in, I stopped, turned around, and the lady at the front desk, she was looking at her phone. I was like, excuse me, where are your brooms? And she paused for like 5 seconds. And she was like, hello. I looked behind her. I was like, what? She said, I said, hello. I was like, hello, where are the brooms? Nah, I ain't say that. I was just like, that's weird. Hello. And I just looked puzzled. She was like, they're straight back or whatever. And so I thought about it. I was like, well, you know what I'm saying? It ain't that big of a deal. I'm going to be nice to this lady. I'm going to be nice this time. Mm-hmm. So I went and got my broom. I went and got me 2 Rockstar energy drinks. They're cheaper at Family Dollar. They're 2 for $3.50 as opposed to getting them from the Indian store.
Old ass drinks.
Rockstar? They're the only ones that work. What's a new drink?
Go ahead.
What you drink?
I don't drink any of them, but I think they're old, like shelf time old, I think.
Oh, I thought you meant old as in, they taste and work the same to me. that stuff only be in them stores for a little while.
Okay, well, go ahead.
But anyway, you'll find out why around the end of the story. So I get to the desk, I'm like, what's your name? And she was like, why? I said, because I was going to greet you, in the proper way. No, it's too late for that now.
What is she, black, white?
Come on now.
She had a bell pepper nose. Of course she was black. Come on now.
Her name was Keisha.
I don't know what her name was because it was Keisha. She wouldn't tell me. So as we going through this a little bit,
she
rang
up. Too late.
A younger girl, because we in Orangeburg, I figured a girl went to state or whatever. She walked in. She was like, excuse me, do y'all sell earmuffs? And she looked at, like, pissed off or whatever. And the lady was like, we don't sell earmuffs. And the girl was like, what do y'all sell, like Scullies or skull caps or something like that? And the lady was like, no. And the girl was like, damn, all right. And then the lady was like, she was like, let me ask you something. If you went to Walmart and you wanted to know where the lettuce was, would you ask the person working there, would you ask a random associate where the lettuce was? I was like, no. Because I know where the lettuce is at Walmart. And the lady was like, you wouldn't say hello first? I was like,
is that your problem, miss?
Bro, exactly. apparently this is a problem.
That's what it is.
See, technically, you're the customer, so she's supposed to greet you. Hello, sir.
Let me tell you,
ma'am.
Don't bury the lead. She was like, you not gonna greet the person first? I was like, I know where the lettuce is. I was like, if I'm pressed for time and I need to know what something is, I'm going to stop the first associate and say, excuse me, where is such and such? In Walmart, they'll say it's on aisle 6 or 5 or 17 or whatever. She was like, and I was like, and furthermore, when you walk in a business, they're the ones who's supposed to greet you. She was like, not at Family Dollar. I said, you lying, because I used to work at Family Dollar, and that's something we used to have to do when everybody walk in the store, welcome to Family Dollar. She got quiet.
Period.
And so then she got quiet. I was like, I'm like, that's customer service. Like, you don't want to do, you don't want to serve the customer in customer service. That's not my job. I said, nah, you just not, you know, good at customer service. I like, if you don't want to do customer service, get another job.
Do something else.
Do something else. Yeah. Mm-mm. It ain't not hard. It ain't not my hard.
I know the younger girl was like, man.
Yeah, the younger girl, she just was like, huh? And she walked out. Like, that's just.
Her man made her mad before she came to work.
She blew her nose too hard. That big ass bell pepper nose, breathing all the white man's air.
Oh, yeah. White power.
That just escalated quickly. Yeah.
White power.
I was like, get another job. And I tried to be nice.
Her name was Keisha.
Probably was. Or something hard to spell with an asterisk in it or some shit.
Boom, Keisha.
But anyway, sorry about that, y'all. In other news, I guess, well, speaking of bad teachers, it's a local guy.
Yep.
He's got in trouble.
Extremely local.
For disseminating material to a person under the age of 18. Now, this nasty nigga was 31 years old. There is no reason, and this is why Drake kind of got in trouble, too. There's no reason for a grown man to be texting or messaging a kid that's not your family member.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're right about that.
Unless you close to that family member.
Yeah.
Or close to that person. Like, if it was one of my homeboys' kids or whatever, mm-hmm. and they might be asking me for something, but
it's like a godchild in a way. Yeah. It's just, like, I'm uncle.
Yeah, exactly. They don't say what it was that he sent the child.
Dick pics.
It was dick pics.
It was dick pics?
I'm sure it was dick pics.
Yep.
I don't send dick pics to grown women.
Oh, it's still men that send unsolicited dick pics.
I send solicited, but they got to ask me like 10 times and then it's a video.
What kind of video?
So annoying.
Think about it. Now look at me. Now think about it.
No, I ain't looking at you.
Think of the complexion of it.
No. They'd be like, why he got a remote control in this thing?
Was it like that drama that flashed you?
Nah, it don't be flaccid.
I thought he was hard. No, and it was dark. Flaccid.
No, it was his penis was dark, but it was flaccid. Yeah, it was flopping it. Yes, that's how I knew he had a damn. He was uncircumcised.
The hoodie was popping off and on. His head was popping out the hoodie.
Yeah, thick hoodie. It was like a. It's like
somebody pulled their sleeve out.
Wait. I was trying to demonstrate, but I was holding something in my hand. That's how it was. He had an aardvark.
Wait.
He had an
Annie
the
penis. We are talking about something serious right now. I can't take black people. We are the most unserious group in America.
Yeah.
Come on, we talking about something serious. Yeah, this disgusting ass man,
fully engorged.
Yes.
But no, I'm sure he sent dick pics.
Yeah.
Because that's what like disgusting grown men.
Why would you send that to a child?
That ain't the only one either.
Oh, he did it to more kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened was, I think...
what was that?
Certain... some of the girl's friends found out.
And was jealous? He ain't nothing to probably. Be jealous of. He's not even...
His name looked like it's Melvin.
No, his name is...
please tell us.
Darius Fontaine Fitz.
Fitz.
It sounds like it. A fake name.
Yeah, you do.
He's nothing to be...
Yeah,
jealous over.
So his real was his name on. Nah, look at that.
So the girls,
do it. Yeah, fuck please. Him. He can't be
Big
me.
Facts. His fuck name that
on
nigga.
Social. His name on social media is Fitz Darryl.
Oh, he got a fake name on social media.
Yeah. He flipped it and bounced it. He got a couple pages too. So anybody with a couple pages, I don't trust.
So
don't
the
trust
fact
y'all.
That it's
except
multiple
my uncle John. My uncle
children.
John is 80 something.
You don't know how to do it.
15 pages. Yeah.
Same picture or no picture?
It'd be different pictures, but he got a whole bunch of pages though.
What's his profile pic like this? Is it this close? You know how they always have
it be close. Yep, it'd be close. It'd be close. Uncle John.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was multiple girls.
His Facebook page is all Reverend Ike. He's all priested up. He's a brother. What they call it?
What a deacon?
Is he a deacon if he got the collar?
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know.
And yeah, he got a big ass gold chain.
Big cross on the chain.
Fake ass middle of the mall chain.
Yeah.
Take that monkey shit off.
Not middle of the mall.
That damn, was it Sheen ass chain.
Chain, big long.
Don't talk about Sheen now.
Nah, but a guy gets
chain bang glass.
I mean, I wouldn't get a tables. Chain.
She got a long ass chain. We don't wear chains that long no more. My chain hang down to my dick. Preacher, why a preacher chain down his navel?
I don't.
And why would a preacher wear a cross? Excuse me. If you're a Christian, why are you wearing a cross? It makes no sense.
A cross,
period. Why?
It's the same thing as, you know, somebody wearing a Jesus piece.
No, it's not. It's not.
You don't believe in Jesus. Why would you?
That's like me wearing a pistol.
Around your neck?
If somebody in my family got killed by a gun, I'm going to go and wear a gun. It makes no fucking sense.
Oh, I see what you're trying to say with it. Yeah, I see.
That makes no sense. Stop wearing a cross. It's goofy.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Talking about goofy.
Praise him.
But yeah, fuck
back
that
to
nigga.
This guy. Fuck that nigga. Yeah.
He can't beat my ass. And if he can, I'll kill him. I'll shoot him.
And for the listeners, this is a high school. He was a high school, like, counselor or
you can't trust nobody.
If it wasn't a counselor, really he was like a monitor. He wasn't a full teacher.
He was just in the schools.
I think it was a counselor. That's what it was.
No, they are out there because when story time for me, I was in high school. When I was in high school, I'm not going to say what high school because I went to four different high schools. We moved around a lot.
PS 178.
No, it was not even in New York. See?
Oh, so all this.
See?
So all that New York shit fake?
No.
Oh, well,
I went to two high schools in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you.
But this didn't happen in New York.
But this happened in the South.
Oh, so it's probably like Robert E. Lee High School there. If you was in the South.
I was in Atlanta somewhere.
Oh, definitely Robert E. Lee.
No, it was not.
It's some racist person. Some person that hated black school
like
people.
My old science teacher, like he took an interest in me. Mm-hmm. Like my scholarly attitude impressed him, I guess. And I had a presentation and everybody had to present after I was
That's
done
what you
and
do
stuff
with presentations.
Like that. He was like, shut up.
I had to present. What did you present? A presentation?
Shut up. But he asked me like, oh, do you think you could stay after class? Because everybody was leaving. Everybody mm-hmm. was almost gone. And there was one kid left and he was about to walk out. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Lulu, can I, the teacher, I know, right?
He caught you. Did the student catch it?
Huh? No.
Did the student catch it?
He said, I know, he didn't catch it.
Good.
So he asked me. He asked me like, "Oh, can you stay behind?"
I heard that.
Yeah. He said, "Can you stay behind?" And I was like, "Oh, for what?" And he was like, "Oh, I just wanted to talk to you about your presentation." Uh-huh. And then the kid that was walking out, he backed up quick, and he was like, "Nah, I need you to help me with our classwork." And I was like, "Oh, you sure?" And he was like, "Yeah, come on."
He knew the dude was a creep.
Yeah.
He saved you.
How do you
saved
know?
Me, huh?
How do you know?
Because I'm he caught it so quick.
Were you?
So I probably wasn't the first one.
Were you that naive? Did you know? Or
no, I was naive.
Okay, that's what I was
asking. I was like 15,
We had a teacher like that in
my school.
But
then we found out our gym teacher was talking to a few of the females.
It's always
students,
the gym
so
teacher.
So it was like, oh, y'all some niggas y'all nasty. Some nasty niggas.
They are. Yeah. It was a teacher, I ain't gonna say who it was. I should not like this guy, but anyway, we used to run laps. I don't wanna tell this story.
Yeah. Tell it.
Tell it.
Anyway, everybody who went to my high school know who I'm talking about, this teacher. But we used to run laps, you know, in PE or whatever. So one day it was this one girl, I ain't gonna say her name, but she's real tall. She might be like 6 feet, 6'1", whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had long legs. So she was like, she had got finished running her laps. And she was sitting on like a picnic table.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sitting straight, but her legs were like straight out. So mm-hmm. her shorts were real short. And I saw the teacher, he was like standing there beside her. And he was like using his pinky, like rubbing on her leg, like talking to her, whatever. Like real soft rubbing.
For real?
And one of the other was like, hey, Bo, so-and-so rubbing on leg, whatever. Like, he said it loud, like, but we had a class full of, like, dudes that just didn't care, and he said it real loud, and the teacher kind of, like, stopped or whatever, but, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was creepy.
Dang.
Yeah, that creepy.
Did she know?
That she was getting her leg rubbed on?
Yeah,
she knew.
Oh, so that wasn't the first time.
It could have been, but, yeah, he was, and I heard he had got, before he came to our school district, he had come from another school district because he had got into something similar or whatever. Like, he was accused of something similar at another school district.
He almost got her. Because they could get in if the, and it happens to a lot of girls without fathers around. They could get into your head and they make you feel a certain way, blah, blah, blah. My daddy was present, so.
This girl daddy was
present. I'm like, nigga, back up. Back up.
That reminds me of a show.
Don't touch me.
A show called The Agency, and it's about CIA stuff, and they, you know, doing some CIA operative stuff. And one of the girls, she posing as a student, and her teacher picked her up, and he was like trying to come on to her or whatever, like a college professor, like rubbing on her neck and on her leg. And the thing that made him turn around was, she said, "Your eyes remind me of my father's eyes," and it kind of, I guess, turned him off or whatever, but. Yeah, and that's something too. What are y'all watching?
Sick. You watching? I'm on Yellowstone again.
Again?
Yeah, because I never finished it, so I'm on like the fourth season now.
There's only four seasons though, right?
Four or five.
I think it's four. I was talking to CL the other day. He was telling me about that.
Yellowstone's a good show, man. Real good show. I mean, it's a cowboy kind of feel to it.
Is it cowboy? Is it? I can't remember. Is it recent or is it old?
It's recent. Recent. As a matter of fact, I think it just got picked up again.
I mean recent as in now times. Oh. Or is it olden times?
It's now times.
Okay.
It's now times. Okay. But it backtracks to another show.
1846 or something.
1846 is like before.
But they all on.
They're on the same land and the same grandfather and stuff like that. But that's what I'm on right now.
So you watching that and what else?
Yeah, pretty good. Career Enthusiasm.
So you going back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't really watch anything new. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of waiting for this week since there's no work going on and kind of be able to sit back and enjoy it.
Pull out your notepad. I'm going to give you some stuff to watch when I give you my list. What about you?
I haven't been watching much. I'm back on Insecure.
Okay, shout out to Issa.
Shout out to Issa.
Issa. What's
I love her.
You just starting, are you binging or you just kind of
on season 5 last season.
In how long? How long have you been binging?
Been a few days.
What? You on season 5? What? You know what?
It's like 8 episodes.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Newer shows, they only do 8 or 10 episodes a season. But cause you didn't mention Insecure last week. I need to do a rewatch of Insecure.
Why you got to be so insecure?
That's a song on there? Are you just that? Just
no, that's an actual song. I can't remember who actually sings it.
No, I mean, but is that
it's
a song?
It's on the soundtrack too. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
All right. So this is what I'm watching this week, y'all.
What you watch?
Hard Knocks. You know, that's a weekly show with the
sports.
Yeah, the sports ball.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Enigma. It's about Aaron Rodgers. It's a 3-part series. Aaron Rodgers, he's the quarterback.
Look, you see me
now,
looking
like. Now of the Jets, but he used to be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, it's kind of his life story, and it's almost up to now. Now, another show. Now, this is, taking notes now.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The Day of the Jackal.
Okay.
That's on Peacock, but you know you can find it on the maps.
Yeah.
It's about a guy. He's a sniper. That nigga cold.
Oh, word.
Yeah, it's a good show. The Agency, the aforementioned Agency, that's on Prime or Paramount Plus. If you got the little extra package,
yeah, I can find it.
The Agency is good. It's like espionage. Now that's a weekly show. I think 5 episodes of that is out. That's real good. Of course, Get Millie Black. I'm still watching that. That's on Max. I talked about Papa's House the other week.
Yeah.
I didn't go back.
Of course not.
I got to like episode 4. It's a couple things on there that made me laugh real hard.
Yeah.
I figured out why. What's the problem with the show?
What?
It's Damon.
Damon, the new one, the little
what
new
do you
one.
Mean?
No, the old Damon. He don't. The old Damon isn't acting as good as he did on the old show.
Yeah, that's what I said last week. I said he ain't got it no more.
He might have it, but he's not bringing it for this show.
Yeah, that's why I told y'all it felt like he was holding back. Like,
yeah,
he's not
bringing it for this show.
The way he used to ad lib and just make shit up on, like,
my wife and kids.
The way he improv, he's not improv.
Yeah, I don't.
You could tell he's not improv.
But no, he is improv because at the end of the show.
No, I'm talking about the way he, like, normally would. Yeah.
At the end of the show, like, they'll have the clips of them, like, messing up or them, like, saying extra stuff and all of that. So, I don't know.
My wife and kids was, like, top notch.
I barely watched that.
For real?
For some reason, yeah. I didn't watch that.
That was funny.
Yeah, the shit I watched was funny. I'm going to tell you now, shout out to my two new co-hosts, but these niggas going to eat on the mic now. Show a shit stink.
You didn't hear nothing.
You put
you
it in
even
your,
hear nothing.
Your mouth was watering when we was thinking about getting that candy out your pocket. And then on top of that, these niggas are offering me shit. It's the second week. This motherfucker, she coming here with some sour Skittles. This nigga got grandma candy in his pocket. And ain't offering me a motherfucking thing. Last week it was my favorite.
I'm being sent.
Give me some Skittles, yeah. Goddamn. I'm gonna show y'all how it sounds.
I'm being sensitive to y'all. I put a mint in my mouth just in case.
Here you go, baby.
We've been in this room for
that's
a good 45 minutes.
Here you go, baby. Mm-hmm. Why you have to?
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody sounded like that. So you choking with all that sour shit in your mouth.
Yeah, them shit's just sour. Look at your face.
That's what you get. That's exactly what
he
you
put
get.
A fistful of sour candy in his mouth. Why your eyes watering, B?
You got y'all's pound.
No, we do not.
Well, so I watched this week. Yeah, so you said it was what now? I went to school at PS. Anything for 2 years, and then I moved to.
I wasn't even eating when I was telling that story.
Then I moved to Hackensack.
That's because you over there watching us like that, man.
I can hear it.
No, when I took the first bite, he was like, "Who eating candy?"
Yeah, I didn't even see it.
That's because he heard the package wrap.
No.
I dead took. I wasn't like.
Yeah, and I heard it.
And he was like, "Who's eating candy?" I was like.
All right, I'm done eating here.
The last,
I've been kicked out of better places than this.
Before we started recording, I engineered another show.
And, I thought so. Somebody sprayed something on here.
Yeah, I sprayed disinfectant.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it don't smell like disinfectant.
It's lavender.
No. When I was, you know, and I just happened to take an inhale, like, you know, breathe.
Okay.
I'm like,
and two more things I'm watching before we get out, before we move on. I tried to watch Bad Santa. I did not like it because
you talking about that old
movie? Are you serious?
Because I don't like how dumb the little boy is and asking the questions and shit. Mm-hmm. It kind of pissed me off earlier.
Sandwiches.
That part.
It's you want me to make sandwiches?
That pissed me off. I stopped watching it. So then I started watching Red One, with the new movie with The Rock and mm-hmm. Captain America.
How was that?
I think
it's good so far.
I think that movie get held up? Because I remember seeing like previews like during COVID time.
The Red One?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think it got held up at one time.
Probably. Because remember the strike happened and a lot of people.
But that was 4 years ago.
I know, but it's just coming out now. I've seen the previews for this a long time ago.
The previews came out. I mean, well, the movie actually came out. Maybe
last month?
Last month.
Last month.
And now it's already on stream.
Yeah. Get down to the bottom of it.
Yeah, but that's what I've been watching. Well, don't get down to the bottom of it. Get to these, you about
quick hits.
Okay, now that was the sound.
Look, B's over there looking
because
like.
He saw what we was doing. If you just heard that terrible car crash because in the silence, we wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. But it's now. It's quick hits time. All right. First on our quick hits, Oakland A's legendary Ricky Henderson dies at 65. Mm. He was a baseball man of steel. Mm-hmm. And he died from battling pneumonia.
Oh, pneumonia?
From pneumonia?
Pneumonia?
It's pneumonia.
It's pneumonia. The P silent.
Oh, capital N.
So that's why I use a knife.
I know. Lasagna. How you spell knife? Bologna.
Bologna. Yeah, knife. Yeah, I know it's pneumonia. Can I be funny?
Yeah. We knew. You're smart.
Shout out to Ricky. He was the most prolific stealer in baseball history.
Do you have any of his cards?
That's a good question.
No, I don't think so.
You're not a real fan.
I'm not.
Okay, next up, Glorilla donates $25,000 to her old high school. They honored her with a media center named after her. Hashtag giving back. I love that. Shout out to Glow.
Yes. That happened Wednesday too.
Yeah, that was quick.
Shout out to Glow.
She's very ecstatic that she was able to, you know, give back, that she's in a.
That's a lot of money for a media center for a high school.
They better be doing something crazy. They better have their own radio station soon.
Nah, but you know.
$5,000 for seating and
yeah, the new nice chairs and decoration.
$5,000 for software for the library computers.
But mm-hmm. you know.
Like, I mean, that money going to go fast.
Yeah, you know when schools pay for stuff, they don't get a discount. Like these tables right here. They wasn't $100-something. They was $400-something.
Yeah, they don't give like.
It depends on.
They don't give schools student discounts.
Well, some schools do get discounts by stuff. It depends on where they order. So, like, if they order from a place all the time, they'll give the school a discount. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the schools order through vendors, mm-hmm. and the vendors take advantage of the schools because the schools gonna just write a check. The district's gonna write a check anyway.
Yeah. Right.
So that's what happens. So
yep.
I've seen both.
Yep, mm. yep.
And don't ask me how I know.
How you know?
We'll talk about it off my anyway.
Okay. Next, Cameron and Mace is taking their It Is What It Is sports show on the road with a tour in 2025.
That's going to be good.
They'll make some money.
Yeah, I think that'll be good.
Yeah, I wish they would put their show on podcast platforms.
Do y'all listen to it?
Oh, it's not?
No, it's just on mm-mm. YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nah, so I don't. I only listen to. So I'm a podcast purist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an OG podcaster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it's not on Apple or whatever, you know, the listening devices, mm-hmm. I don't consider it a real podcast. You might have a YouTube show, you might have a Facebook Live show or whatever, but it ain't a podcast.
You know what, dude?
Oh, you mean okay? I get what you mean.
Pod is in the name, and why is it called podcast? Because you can listen to it on an iPod. So.
They you was show. Able to listen to podcasts on iPods?
Yeah, that's the only thing you can listen to them on.
Oh.
Look at the brains on one? Bread.
Hey, you're so smart.
I'm an OG.
Hercules.
I wouldn't go that far now. Take it easy.
Oh, damn.
Some people hate.
All right. Next on the quick hits, I have some sad news to bring y'all. Sesame Street might be ending, y'all.
Never.
The future of Sesame Street hangs in the balance. Max did not renew their contract with them, and so it might be over for Sesame Street, y'all.
Oh, so it comes their
core,
Max?
Yeah, their core mm-hmm. audience just don't care enough. It's not being watched enough, clearly. I mean, and Max is trying to go in a whole different, you know, route.
When do it come on, Max? Maybe I get Saturday.
I don't know. I don't watch it on Max. That's why I was kind of shocked. Like, oh.
Because
my son and nieces and nephews, they watch it on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, but
maybe. Or PBS Kids.
That's what I was thinking, PBS Kids.
I'm here to tell you right now.
Don't do that.
We don't care.
Don't do that.
We don't care.
I do. Yes. And whatever's on Max right now, it will be there until 2027. So, and after that, it's over. After 55 seasons, they might be.
55 seasons?
Yeah, they might be done.
Do y'all know that Sesame Street was made for black people?
Yes.
Okay. Y'all smart.
I did.
You would.
It was an all-black cast, I think, at the beginning, right?
Mm. You know, we talk about The Wire all the time.
Yeah.
You know, the season 5, the cop who was helping McNulty and them find the dead bodies.
Which cop?
It was a cop that he was doing real estate during the daytime, and he was working the midnight shift.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the guy from Sesame Street? From the old, back in the olden days.
Oh, for real?
He's also Willie Dynamite.
Willie Dynamite.
You ain't never seen the movie Willie Dynamite?
No.
You never seen Willie Dynamite?
Oh, yeah, Dynamite? I did. That's with the pimp. Because the reason I watched it is because... Because
of that clip of him running down the stairs?
Down the stairs. Yeah. That's the reason I watched it. Yeah. Oh, he's on that too?
Yeah, so Willie Dynamite, him.
Oh, he is Willie Dynamite.
Yeah, he's the black guy on Sesame Street with the beard.
With the mustache. I mean, with the mustache. The big-ass mustache. Yes. You're right. Now I know.
Yes.
Yep, that's him.
And that guy is the same guy that's the cop.
Yep. Yeah. So, oh, you right.
I know I am. I wouldn't have bought it. I ain't going to talk just to talk, no.
Yeah.
Any more quick hits?
Yeah. Rafael M. Edmund, notorious DC drug kingpin, dies in federal custody at 60. He began cooperating with authorities. They were about to reduce his life sentence because he helped jail a dozens of other drug dealers, and then he died. Why are we talking about him?
What do you mean?
Rafael, he's a big guy. He was one of the big Jay-Z rapped about
him. Artists love him.
Yeah.
I guess.
His documentary was interesting too.
What's his drug name?
Rafael Edmund. Everybody just knows his name. Okay. Rafael.
Back in the day, you didn't have like a drug name.
Yeah.
You went by your name, like
Rich Porter.
Rich Porter. You went by
Alpo.
No, that's not his real name.
That's not his real name.
Yeah, that's not his real name.
I thought it was like Apple Rodriguez or some shit.
Nah, it's
man, Puerto Rican.
He's so racist. Why had to give him that last name?
What, he's Spanish?
It is Apple Rodriguez.
It is. I look at him.
We're not about
that. It's not that, though.
Come on, y'all. But yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. He was big time, though.
Do y'all think, how y'all think he died? Do y'all think he was killed?
Heart attack.
He had a heart attack.
That's what they said.
That's what they always say.
Heart
attack.
Prodigy from Mobb Deep. They say he choked on eggs.
He did. He had that shit. Lupus.
Oh, I thought you was talking about the other shit.
Before he was about to get his sentence reduced.
Prodigy?
No, I'm talking about this guy.
Nah. He probably had a heart attack for real. The nigga was 60.
Yeah, he was old.
Yeah.
60 is not old.
It old in drug years, you know.
It is.
If he uses that, you're right.
Yeah, you're right about that. But he wasn't out doing that. He was in jail.
He was in jail, yeah. Just like, what you call it, got killed.
Alpo
didn't get killed in jail.
No, I'm saying he got killed after he got out of jail, though. So he did.
He got killed, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
This nigga had a heart attack, man. It's two different things.
Hey, dead.
He said, guess what? The one thing they have in common, dead.
Let me see what else real quick.
So honestly.
Oh shit. I ain't read it. What new music we got out this week?
Oh shit.
Before we get out of here.
Goddamn. See? None of y'all ready.
Alrighty. Where we at, B?
You tell me. What new music we got?
Light me up. Just plug me in. Shit.
Talk.
All right. Well, this week, not too many things came out that I was drawn to attention. It's only one that came out that I was, I really took a listen to was SZA. SZA put a new deluxe album. It had damn 20-some songs on this thing.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Somebody said, why does SZA? No, it got 38.
38?
Why?
Okay. Yeah.
She could have broke that up.
Well, it's deluxe.
It's deluxe.
For real.
It has a lot of... The first thing that caught my eye was the cover.
Yeah.
The cover is... what's that horse? Half woman, half man.
A centaur?
She looks like that. With a shirt open, like naked kind of.
Can I see?
Yeah. Sure. The name of the album is SOS Deluxe Luna. And my favorite track on there is track 19.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the whole album gives like a pop vibe, but at the same time, if you're a SZA fan, you get the couple R&B soul kind of sound to it.
I like SZA.
Yeah, she SZA?
SZA.
SZA.
Yes, SZA. I forgot where I think I get that from Kid Fury off of the read.
SZA.
SZA.
If you're a SZA fan, you'll like it. The single Kill Bill is on this album. If you didn't see the video for Kill Bill, please go and see it because it is an eyeful.
Is that the one where she show her butt?
Yes, that's the one she show everything. That one we showed you when she's hanging?
Oh, a couple weeks?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's one.
Shout out to SZA.
Yep, but that's my joint for this week. Also, track 4, Diamond Boy. That's another good vibey kind of music, a little R&B-ish.
That'll be our outro music. Yeah. We'll use that as our outro music.
But if you get a chance, go and listen to Cesar.
Yeah, shout out to Cesar. We like her. TDE, shout out to TDE. Yeah.
And that's it for this week. If you have any ideas, any songs you guys like, or just want us to check an album out, let us send us an email.
DJBladeShow@gmail.com.
And we'll check it out next week.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Oh.
Yes or no? Do you guys know who Haley Welch is?
No.
Yep. Hawk Toy.
Yep, that's the Hawk Tour girl.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Hawk so
Tour.
The Hawk Tour girl. She's not released a new episode of her popular weekly podcast Talk Tour in 2 weeks. There was no announcement of a hiatus. She hasn't posted to any of her social media channels in weeks either. Back in on December 4th, she announced that her Hawk Tour meme coin, $Hawk, had gone live. It exploded in value with a market cap in the hundreds of millions of dollars before quickly collapsing. Many who bought $Hawk had lost a significant sum of money in a matter of minutes. Her fans who had invested started to blame those directly involved in the project. Investigators into the meme coin found that the vast majority of the tokens were held by just a few wallets, with those that had invested claiming that insiders received pre-launch access to the cryptocurrency before it went on sale to the public. After it launched, some said those insiders dumped Hawk for a profit, leaving Welch's fans holding the bag. Welch and Overhear, that's the crypto team that she partnered with, held a public spaces stream on X, formerly known as Twitter, during the live audio chat, Welch and her partners were heavily criticized by listeners, including their popular YouTube crypto scam investor, CoffeeZilla. Never heard of him. So people are accusing the Hawk Tour girl of doing what's called a rug pull.
Yeah.
And she hasn't been seen since, so.
Didn't Martha Stewart go to jail for that?
No, she went to jail for, and y'all should watch her documentary too. It's on Netflix. It's real good. Mm-hmm. She went to jail for insider trading.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But let her tell it, she really didn't do insider trading. It was like she got information from a third party, or like somebody told her that she need to sell, but they got the information from somebody that worked for the company, mm-hmm. and she just did it. And the amount of money that she would have lost would have been like $47,000 if she hadn't done it, but at the time she was already a billionaire, so it was like it really didn't make sense for her to sell, but because of her selling and because of it technically was, but I think whoever the prosecutor was just wanted to make
an example
out of her, mm-hmm. yeah. So she did like 5 months in the jail or whatever.
I heard her cell was amazing.
What, like made up nice?
Real pretty.
Wow.
I saw a picture of it.
You did?
Yeah. It was actually really nice.
Really nice?
I'm going to pull up a picture for y'all.
Would you go there?
I sure would.
Okay.
If I had to visit.
Got her. Yeah.
Well, I leave.
That's it, you guys. Thank y'all for listening. DJBladeShow@gmail.com. Corey Sin.
Hey, y'all.
Where can people find you on social media?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Corey Sin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
who the fuck is that for?
You can find me here for the last week's show.
And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Y'all be doing videos too. Where y'all videos at?
Delay. Oh, it's coming.
Oh, they not?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, you did.
Show.
Then the lab get made.
Yeah, it's coming.
Word. Well, I'm ready for y'all, because I'll be like, when are they going to announce that? Y'all can say it on here.
It's coming soon.
Okay, all right. But anyway, thank y'all for listening.
I got one thing to say.
What at?
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Oh yeah, it is Christmas. Come back next week. I mean Wednesday
for Christmas. Top five Christmas movies.
Christmas movies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas.
Have what's that black holiday?
Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Is it Kwanzaa time?
It's after, next week. It's the day after Christmas.
Harambe. Oh. It's your boy Beezy.
It's your boy L.
It's your girl Corey.
Stretching it out.
What happened, Corey? Y'all. I'm sorry. I was just stretching. Oh, shut up, B. Let those who have ears listen. Why we smoke? 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 Why